Like, you stay in the back, you have no right to come and push through the rest of the people here. And we always take one thing which is a negative aspect and completely destroy all of the positive qualities. It goes on and on and on, where a person will discuss their feelings about Negroes or Jews or Italians or this or that. Please keep your hands down. And they will continually, you know, destroy a race, a culture, everything by some stupid experience they had or by some propaganda that somebody else expressed. And it really is the nature of people to do this, that we are caught in our mind, we are completely limited by past experience, by the way we were raised, but not really with the capacity to separate emotions, to separate ideas, to find within anything that which is good. But if we see in, you know, a box of tomatoes one that is rotten, we will throw the whole thing away. We discard so much of the depth of our life by some superficial thing that we see. And we limit everybody, and we certainly limit ourselves. But in spirituality, this is more prevalent than anything else. Because the whole process of growing is based on a dying. One thing being destroyed to give life to something else. And the continual thing that occurs with people is this endless complaining and whining and, you know, feeling only that which is dying and not feeling that which is coming to life. And we have to become aware that to grow, we have to begin to separate it from the whole. That our objective is there, and that these expressions are much lesser in value and certainly have nothing to do with our attaining what we wish to attain. That going forward, you know, and paying a price is really part of our consciousness, it's our reality, it really is the only way we can expect to get to our objective. So that as we work and we feel pain, we feel tensions, we feel confusion, we have to say, fine, what is the confusion? We are going through this morass of stuff, we're going through this kind of dusty hallway where we have so much of our garbage stored from not only today, but from years past or lifetimes past. And it has to be confusing. How could you make order out of the chaos that is the accumulation of you over thousands and thousands of years, or maybe even thousands of lifetimes? And we think that when we work spiritually, we are in contact with the reality. We are no more contact reality than a person in an insane asylum is in contact with reality. We are beginning to mix up levels. We're doing the one thing which is guaranteed to confuse us. We're trying to start off and become more rational on our ordinary physical level, but at the same time, we're reaching to another level. So we are simultaneously doing two things. We're trying to solidify one level and we're disturbing the level above it. And it really is the reason that so much difficulty arises and so much confusion arises. That you must be aware that your growth is always that. You are reinforcing one thing and destroying another. And the whole symbol of the Shiva is that. You know, this destroyer and the giver of life. And these things happen simultaneously. So it's only a fool who can study spiritually and feel this lightness, this joy, and this sweetness. That should be there in spite of the level that is dying, in spite of that which is being destroyed. Because your consciousness should become broad enough to encompass this lesser existence that is going away, and you should be relating to this higher existence which you're working towards. Because unless you're identifying with this rebirth, it will never take place. All of your energy will go to this level of death, and your energy will be absorbed in it and go into this descending force instead of transcending. And this is where transcending is essential. You say, I feel this thing in me, and believe me, I feel it very much. I've had this day by day, where this energy is coming and tearing me up. But it's an energy which is tearing out a level, allowing me to get to a higher level. I don't like it, I can't say that I get used to it, and it goes on for me a long, long, long time. So I don't expect you to do it as well. But I'm trying to explain to you so that when you encounter this thing, you'll understand it. It does not mean you're not working well. It means you are working the best possible way that any human being can work. When you have this thing of Buddha being in heaven and you're laying there stretched out, floating across everything, you're really on the bus station waiting for the next bus to come. And nothing is accomplished waiting for the next vehicle to carry you to another place. And if you want to stay in a bus station for the rest of your life, that's perfectly all right with me. But that does not represent growing and moving along the path. It represents being retired. And then you might as well go down to St. Petersburg and sit on the bench there, because at least you'll be in the sun than all the other old people. The thing of growing is to have the courage to say, fine, I have something wonderful, but I attained that because I could do this work consciously, and I can face the issues of my life, and I am consciously allowing this to break up, and it's obviously breaking up right now, because I believe and I understand that only by surrendering and allowing this thing to grind itself away can I become free. Because the alternative is only to sit there and whistle away and tell people how great you are and how fantastic this thing is that you attained. And there is nothing worse in this world than being anticlimactic to your own growth. To spend your whole life, please, will you please keep your attention forward? Will you please keep your attention forward? You might, what's going on there? Now, if somebody falls over anything else, it's none of your business, will you please never move? I've asked you this 100 times. If you can't do it, then sit in the back. It's nobody's business what goes on in the room ever. You're not in a movie theater, no one's trying to pinch you. You just sit quietly and you keep your attention here. It's none of anyone's business what goes on with anyone else. And so the whole focus of our growth is understanding what we are involving ourselves with. Technically, you can't succeed in anything unless you understand that which you're building. You don't know what you have to put into it, you don't know the strain, you don't know the stress, and you have no idea of the direction that you think you're going. And many people sign up on many kind of trips, you know, besides the spiritual trips, and crap out because they didn't bring along the right equipment. If you're going on an English country, you know, journey, and you're going to walk, you don't go in high heels, and you don't go in leather garments. You really dress in a certain way. Well, the same thing is applicable to our work. You have to be comfortable. You have to be prepared for a longevity that requires an extraordinary amount of endurance and a great deal of simplicity. Because the psychodrama that will be attracted by your growth will be unbelievable. Because as energy rises, it attracts. You don't have to do anything. You can sit down and do your work and grow, and it will bring you more than you can possibly conceive of. Because energy is that which attracts to itself. This thing of sitting quietly attracts a different kind of a situation. No? But this thing of working and evolving and growing and expanding, this thing will really generate a great deal. And if you don't within yourself have a base, and a simple base, and a sense of reality in your life, of what you really want, you will never, ever be able to survive. Because this kind of survival yoga has to do with an endlessness of growing. And you have to, within yourself, ask, you know, deeply and open deeply so this feeling of infinity, this feeling of endless work is possible. Not of an ego development, not of a satisfaction in an external sense. And that will come because everything will be given to any human being who